Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I'm your host, Tavik. Cole Gil G will be joining us very shortly. Don't know when, but he tends to be a little bit late. And we got Kyla over here, and Kyla, you gotta realize we don't do weekend or weeks, we just do one day for shows. But no, we already did the Grit Malenko on Sunday.
Oh, alright.
Ghetto G, what's going on?
He's a slacker.
sleeping on the show. He's a slacker, smoking squares and eating everything.
Smoking squares and eating everything, what the fuck?
Yeah, you fatty. So who's asking about the Great Malenko night that they missed?
Well, that would be Kyler, and actually Kyler was asking if this was the Great Malenko weekend.
No, actually, this is the Kelly Kelly weekend, because she's here in Pittsburgh.
Oh, well, what is it? I think it's Monday, no, Sunday, is Dimebag night.
Maybe it's Spaghetti Tuesdays.
On Wednesdays?
Yeah. Maybe.
You know, that shit never did make any sense to me. It's Spaghetti Tuesday on Wednesday. So you can't really call it Spaghetti Tuesday.
Oh, yeah? Well, did you have Spaghetti Tuesday, you know, for Herschel that died?
No. We ain't got no spaghetti. We got to buy some spaghetti.
Well, they didn't have no spaghetti either.
So then where the fuck did Spaghetti Tuesday come from?
That's what they were talking about. They were talking about how they should have Spaghetti Tuesdays.
On Wednesdays.
I don't really know where the hell you're getting this Wednesday from, but no.
That would be Talking to Dead. Where they had a poll about Herschel and everything, and part of that poll was Spaghetti Tuesday on Wednesdays.
Well, that's stupid. That's like a WWE poll.
That's like a poll fucking created by Michael Cole. What are you talking about? This WWE.
At least you understood what I was saying, but you still went ahead and said it again.
Hold on.
But for real, though, man, Kelly Kelly is here, though. Signing autographs and whatnot.
Hell yeah. Unfortunately, I'm not there.
I had no idea about this at all until I saw a post from that page like, hey, Pittsburgh, I'll see you tonight. I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, man, shit, man, it starts in about an hour. Like, I could go. It's not that far, but like, it's $15 to get in the door, you know what I'm saying?
What the fuck? Fuck that.
Buster B's like, man, she better be blowing you for that price.
No. She better be blowing you and letting you fuck her for that price.
Like I'm saying, you're going to pay $15 to get in the building, and then you probably, you know, got to buy something else, you know, for her to sign and whatnot if you don't have anything, you know? So it's a whole big old clusterfuck of money being spent.
Well, yeah. Well, don't you have a Kelly Kelly calendar or something like that?
Yeah, it's already signed, though.
Well, then get it signed a second time.
I'm saying, man, if I was going there, man, I'd buy one of them new posters she got, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could definitely do that, too. Well, like I said,
instead of buying that online and paying the shipping and handling.
Shit, man, fucking, or you get Kelly Kelly do to you, like, you know, chicks, like a lot of fucking hot-ass chicks have, you know, guys do, you know, just have her sign your fucking moves.
Yeah, she can sign my boobs. And after she does that, I can, you know, I get bull rat her ass, throw her in a bag, and run away with her.
Exactly.
Like he did to Pamela Anderson.
So, Ghetto Man, are you ready for Sunday night?
There's absolutely nothing going on Sunday.
Bullshit. Sunday is the 8th, which means...
Oh, no, not the 8th.
Which means it would be Dimebag Darrell night, because considering the fact the 8th is actually the night that he died.
So we're celebrating his death?
Yeah, man. We're going to fucking... Well, we're not really celebrating his death. It's more along the lines of, you know, we're paying homage to him. You know, I'm going to put it this way. When I... Like, when I post up on fucking Facebook, the first thing I'm saying is, fuck Paul Walker. Remember Dimebag Darrell.
Jeez, man. Why you gotta be so harsh, man? He was a good actor.
Yeah, he may be a good actor. He may be a good actor, but fucking Dimebag was a legend.
Well, we better break out the Ouija board, the records, and, you know, the weed, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, sure, we got plenty of Pantera. I just got to upload a damage plan. We got plenty of Hell Yeah up on the board. And we will be playing a little bit of Black Label Society as well.
You excited, Kyler?
Do it.
why are they calling on me? I didn't have my hand raised.
Hashtag mommy problems. Fuck you, Victoria.
What?
I said fuck you, Victoria.
Why? What is she talking about?
She's pulling on me. About 3 minutes ago, she said, I'm about to watch SmackDown now. Well, guess what? I'm telling you right now. It sucks.
Well, hashtag you're a little late. Hashtag you missed nothing.
Exactly.
Except Del Rio being upset that he lost to Sin Cara, so he just beat up Kofi Kingston.
Oh, no. Gotta get it right. Except for Del Rio losing... to Hunico. Not the wrestling club, but Hunico.
Okay. Hunikara.
There you go. Much better.
So he lost to both of them, and he's upset.
Yep.
As where I saw somebody post this thing up talking about CM Punk and Del Rio talking about retiring in a few years.
Yeah. Here's an idea. We'll keep CM Punk and then get rid of Del Rio.
Well, I ain't got no problem with that. Fuck Del Rio.
I mean, come on. I mean, it's a perfect trade. You know, we keep CM Punk because Punk's actually good. Get rid of Del Rio because he just absolutely sucks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He never made it out the gate.
Man, who the fuck we can? He didn't make it out of anything. Fuck out of here. I mean, come on.
Well, he made it further than Sin Cara, man. Sin Cara hit the gate.
Yeah, and got injured.
Then he was out for like a year.
This is true.
I wonder if he ever gets injured on his Twitter.
Yeah, he probably, more likely he does.
Might end up breaking another finger.
Or a thumb.
Then how would he hashtag?
With his nose.
He'd smack it with his face. Like one of them little birds that, you know, just... Bob there.
Make them all better. Del Rio wasn't even that good to win the World Junior Championships amateur wrestling. He placed third. You suck,
and
bitch.
I want to know why they ruined Big E's music.
They're retarded.
they redid it, and now it just sucks.
Adam, go away. You creepers.
Speaking of which, they have the new download pack available on 2K14.
Oh, shit, nigga. I gotta get up on there.
Man, I haven't even downloaded the last one.
This will be the only reason why I'm getting up on 2K14 right now.
They got the whole new move sets on there and then the few characters. So my question is Curtis Axel going to be on there? Because they kept showing fucking previews of him doing moves and shit. He wasn't part of the damn plan. He wasn't part of the plan.
Well, throw him up in there anyways, because he's the son of Mr. Perfect.
Well, Mr. Perfect is on the game, so...
Yeah, we'll just keep him. Just don't give us fucking Curtis Axel.
Even though Kyler likes him, though. He's a big fan.
He probably is.
He didn't hang up again.
Yeah, Kyler, don't seem too excited, man.
Kyler, what do you do all day, man?
Go to school.
Go to school.
Hey.
Okay, what do you do when you get home from school, then? Do you do your homework?
No.
Do you do your homework?
Do you go to sleep like Havoc always does?
No, I play guitar.
So you go to work?
No. Well, yeah, that, but I also play guitar.
Oh, yeah? You could play the guitar while Havoc sings.
Oh, bud.
Do you know any African music?
No.
Guess you're going to have to go a cappella, Havoc.
You know, do you really think I would remember the African lyrics from an African song that I did back in high school? I thought it was more Hindu than it is African.
What are you talking about?
Shut up, Abu. Or Adu, whatever the fuck that dude's name was from fucking season.
A gummy bear is not a sprinkle.
Fucking gummy bear. And your sprinkle.
You ever see that commercial, man? Or not commercial, that episode where Homer went in there, tried to make everything a sprinkle on a donut and shit. Just kept putting everything there.
I actually did, yes.
Yeah, it's an old-ass episode.
Yeah, they should just keep fucking Homer away from the fucking donut.
Yeah, he's not even a cop.
Yeah, I know, right? Now, the cop in and I completely forget the cop's name in that show, but... You know, he has every right to be a cop, you know, to be in donuts. But
he has every right to be a cop.
I meant to say to be, you know, to have all the donuts in the world. He's a cop. Homer doesn't do shit. He works in a nuclear fucking power plant.
Yeah, he has a very simple job. He presses buttons.
Shit, man. I would love to know what his pay is because, you know, I would love another boy to do than to have a job where I just have to push buttons all day.
It's like them people that are protesting nowadays, man. They want $15 to flip burgers.
Yeah, I heard about that. Bitch, you're only flipping burgers. It's not like you're saving the world or, you know, doing something important in your life.
I mean, I understand you want a little more money, but like $15, you really think you're going to get that?
Yeah, just to flip burgers? Fuck out of here.
Maybe give you like a dollar raise or something.
Exactly, or a 10 cent raise. Or raise.
Rage. Guess you can hulk up your paycheck.
You probably could.
Not with 10 cents.
Shit, man. I got a 10-cent raise.
Oh, yeah? Did you turn green and bust out your shorts?
No. Unfortunately, you know, I don't wear shorts at work.
Well, the Hulk can wear pants and then end up in shorts.
That's true. So what the fuck, I just threw 2K14 and I had to wait for the update again.
Oh, great. That's going to take a while. So in the meantime, you could play some Whitney Payton. I'm sorry that I'm not sorry.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. We get on to Whitney Payton. There we go.
Never read. You mad I rap with an image so unghetto? I'm not a puppet, no strings, no Geppetto. My brain's off, but my heart's always on tempo. So when I sing, it's all true, no falsetto. Let's make the walls echo with your assumptions and buy music chock full if you're redundant. I'm done with it, I'll run scissors and hand tripping. Belligerent, no shit given, man, listen. If you're mad, go ahead and take a number though.
Pack is just like you said, the move packs and Summer Rae.
Summer Rae? I thought Big E and Fandango were supposed to be in there.
I guess I thought they were, but yeah, no, it's just Summer Rae and the move pack right now.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Well, they completely screwed that up.
Yeah. They're big time retards.
What the hell is Big E all over the damn commercials and shit? And Fandango?
No. install complete. I now have Summer Rae on my 2K14.
Oh, yeah? How many times are you going to use her?
About, like, once.
I'll never wrestle with the Divas, man.
Let's see what we get with the move packs.
You get the Black Widow, and you get this one move that's like a powerbomb backbreaker. It looks pretty sweet.
Ah, here we go. Yep. You do get Big E and Fandango, but Fandango and Big E's with the superstars and move packs.
Excuse me?
So you get them all rolled into one.
Excuse me?
Including, let's see, get the Bella Twins, 30, and you get 30 all new moves and taunts featuring AJ Lee's Black Widow and CM Punk's Koji Clutch, a.k.a. the Anaconda Vice.
That wasn't already on there?
No.
What the hell was I doing that was called the Anaconda Vice?
I don't know. But the Anaconda Vice's real name is the Koji Clutch.
But those people are there. And why couldn't you see them at first?
Because of the fact they didn't show up. Like, they didn't... Because their names aren't listed, but like once you go down to where it says superstars and moves pack, it comes with the moves and, you know, Big E, like all in one package.
Well, where the hell was Summer Rae at?
Summer Rae was a solo download.
What the hell?
Man, it's just like the fucking NWO pack. Like, that made absolutely no sense. Because of, like, you had to download Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, and the Giant by themselves, whereas once you got down to the NWO pack, you got the rest of them. You know, Scott Steiner, Kurt Hennig, and Six.
I don't know. The only person I got is the Giant, because I didn't buy that shit.
So there we go. Now that that's all there, I'm going to save it all, close out the 2K14, and I'm going to let my controller charge.
He went and downloaded the people, but he'll never play the game for the next couple months.
No, I'll play it tomorrow, but I just got this thing charged because I'm almost dead.
I haven't played that game since after like the week or two after I got all the fucking trophies on it.
But how about the fact that my fucking coworker's husband, Lucas, you know, the guy that added me that wanted to play 2K14 with us, you know, he was telling his wife that he doesn't like the game, he wants to get rid of the game because it doesn't have a story mode.
But it does have a story mode.
Yeah, I told him it was 30 years of WrestleMania. He was like, no, there's no story mode for, like, creative players. Bitch, the story mode is 30 years of WrestleMania. That's
well, like
you
just said, he wants a storyline for a creative person, which you're not going to get.
Man, they don't ever do fucking shit like that.
We did that in one of the games, where you got to create somebody and then throw some shit.
I think it was, like, what, like WrestleMania 12? Or WWE 12 or something like that?
Either 11 or 12. With that person they called, like, Jacob Cass. Or something like that.
Yeah. Well, either way. But, yeah, so it's funny because, like, now he knows that there's just, you know, 30 years as many as a story mode. He doesn't even bother playing it. He just plays fucking GTA.
Well, what the fuck did he buy the game for? That's retarded.
I know. Man, if he's smart, he'll fucking sell it and get $30 for it.
That's all you're going to get for that game?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
It really is.
Paid $60-some dollars for that, man. Get $30 off. Fuck that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this thing fucking... That's what the, email I got from fucking... GameStop said. Trade... I guess it says, trade today and get $30 in-store credit on 2K14.
Isn't that 30% more in-store credit or some shit?
That's at $30. Yeah, it says get up to $30 in store credit. So yeah, well, I don't know. So, Kyle, is there anything you want to hear since, you know, you're not really talking?
All right, let's shut up my tech guy.
Want to shut up for Tech 9? Is that what you just said?
So dope.
So dope, okay. He would like to hear.
Yeah, from a minute, I thought he said he wanted to shout out to Tech 9. I was about to say, you're kind of late on that one.
I thought he was about to say, can I give some shout-outs? No.
So you see, we both heard wrong. Yep, there you go.
Seductive synthesis, something so sinister, sick and sick of something like a centipede, slithering sheath, searching for synergies, sucking my seeds, Socrates thick and sipping Hennessy, shitting, on the hiss and I'm spitting right off commission, position the bitch and dipping when I'm missing, flipping submission, all of this is the quick and the copper letting and kissing, my operation is ripping to the body, shaking and stripping, I put up a car, put him in the car, pull up, giving his ride to the good bras and they're giving their bras to us, with the gift to break up a couple of those monogamous, stop with the prize and take off your effing drawers, bitch and rock with them, Ben giddy, cause then titties are on my chin, chitty chin, did he pretend he was again kitty, sucking the creme, dollar creme in the skin, pretty dim, litty, then hitting the trim. Sin City. Let it in, I'm the medicine, get a wetter than ever, been never better than a veteran, level dead in the bed again, rockin' red, I've been in my letterman, bright as Edison, like I said, it's in head, I win it, Evans, and I'm Pedersen, open up, you hoes, you know what's up, told you when I bust her clothes, they wanna just go right off her butt, for show, they wanna cut, explode, drop the low, cause the flow is
blowing the flood up just for good luck and I'm fucking the kitty up with the angels dusting my nuts. Trophy loving cup and the dope and it's such a mess that it's troublesome to give up when the last is so dope.
They wanna give it all up and really your bra.
Send her in the second row, spitting like every.
since I was an infant. I'm damaging the vagina, remind ya, I'm filled with vengeance. Hit them whenever they, whatever, never, they doing it cause I rap and shit. I really don't care whatever it takes to get them up on the mattress. I could've been the one that's on the rapper, but son again, but this is way more fun to get up in these motherfucking actresses. In bikinis, I'm sucking on my zucchini. She told me she wanna be me, while sipping that from martinis. Fuck it, if I'm a meanie, she probably will never leave me. Shit, I could play any meanies, but slime up on my weenie. And now I see him whenever I hit the stage. They posted up on the ID console, I'm filled with hope. Knowing they only wanna be in the presence to get the feeling, get it with you because you can go.
So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I
give it all up and really your bra.
So don't stay when I fall. So don't stay when I
fall.
So don't stay when I
give it all up and really your bra.
So don't stay when I
fall.
So heroin, so cocaine, so ketamine, pro methadone, so X, so
well,
so chlorazine, so morphine, so dope that they wanna have sex. So don't stay when I
fall. Okay, now tech, you know I've been the type to not go all in on hoes I've been around, but the flow I spit, it's hoes I'll end this zone that I won't talk shit, but oh my damn, they wrong and these men calling in, they wonder if I'ma get with a little dick that got no common sense and with no collagen. They position is probably something insignificant dick. You think I'm a bitch, cause I probably mix the game you kick, and they've been hollering, hope I acknowledge it, cause they've been methodically dropping the common knowledge that I don't get down like that. Now they be hounding a bit, they'll probably get with a trick or a treat, cause they dogs, and they all gon' bark like that. I'm killing the game, killing the game, killing the game, so he feeling me. He wanna bang, I wanna wait, so he get at me. He wanna say shit that make me think he gon' rape me if I don't stay, cause I got that sickening style that built me a crowd of men and women feeling me now, and it's freaking me out, cause I'm just here to figure it out and what this is about. But I'ma say it's getting so wild that it's tripping me out, cause I'm like here to kill the morale, to kill all these sounds. But lately when I spit to a crowd, these men just reach out and they tell me that they women in town, they getting aroused, and then be trying to give me a child with a generous smile. They say they wanna
and we're back.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So where the hell can I find a strip club that got vampire strippers?
You try Transylvania.
How the fuck am I gonna get there?
I don't fucking know. You asked, and the only place I could think of that would have vampire strippers would be Transylvania.
I'm just saying, man, on the show, man, they just had this fucking bitch on, man. It's a vampire stripper and shit.
Man, what show would that be?
Being Human.
Ah. I haven't seen that. I think I saw that once. And I didn't care
for it. I've seen it once, too, right now.
But, yeah, I didn't really care for it much.
I don't even know what the fuck it's about besides vampires.
Well,
or is
vampires.
It even about vampires?
It's about vampires, werewolves, and ghosts.
Oh, my.
I could probably find it on Netflix and then tell you everything that's supposed to be about.
I could just click information, find out what this episode's about.
That would work, too. Let's see. I don't know. I want the UK version, motherfucker. I want the US version, but oh well, fuck it.
UK version of what?
Being Human. Which is funny because of the fact it gives me two different characters. What the fuck?
Okay. So if it's about all those things, how is it about humans?
Let's see, it's... Well, what the description gives me is, trying to fit into modern society is a vexing and often impossible challenge. For a genius werewolf, a flighty ghost, and a urbane vampire who share a household in this engaging supernatural drama. That's all it gives me.
What's that got to do with humans, man? They're pretending to be humans?
I guess so. Which is funny because the werewolf works in a fucking hospital.
I heard them.
Okay, here we go. The series revolves around three roommates living in Boston who appear to be in their 20s. The trio tried to live a normal life despite being a ghost, a werewolf, and a vampire. There you go.
How does a ghost pretend to be human?
I have no idea.
Like, wouldn't it be transparent? Wouldn't be, people be able to see through them?
Well, in this case, they can't really see her.
See her? You just said it's about three dudes.
I didn't say three dudes. I said three roommates. So the ghost is a chick.
Oh, she hot?
Yes.
You don't know. You're just saying yes.
No, she really is. Let's see, Megan Rock. Wrath, Wraith, whatever the fuck her last name is. Let's see, a ghost who haunts the house aided in Josh Rent. She was engaged to their landlord and had planned to live in the house with him before her untimely death. In season 3, after having sent herself to limbo to save her friend, Josh and Nora employ a witch who uses blood magic to bring Sally back to life. However, she is cursed such that if anyone from her previous life sees her, they will be doomed to die. She also begins to exhibit zombie-like attributes like skin that tears and a constant hunger. So there you go.
So it's a ghost zombie?
Yeah, I guess so.
How the hell do you kill a ghost zombie? Do I call Daryl Dixon or do I call the Ghostbusters? Like, what the fuck?
Or both.
Yeah, or both. How the fuck you kill one of those things?
Now, you see, now, there's something that they should introduce into The Walking Dead. A ghost zombie.
Man, that's like in God of War, man. Those fucking, whatever those singing things are. That turn into, like, you know, where you can't touch them, like some spirit-type ghost-looking thing. And you got to have that head thing to shine it on or bring them back to even fucking hit them. Otherwise, you're just swinging at nothing, and they'll never die.
Yeah, you mean the sirens?
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
As we're in the third one, you know, they got the, you know, turning like ghosts and shit. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to kill this? Then I just walked away.
Let's see here, Sam Huntington, who plays Josh Levison, a werewolf who works as an orderly at the same hospital. Josh does all he can to cure himself of the werewolf curse, seeing it as a medical ailment, until his on-and-off girlfriend, Nora, who he had turned himself in season 1, reveals to him that in the final season 2, that killing the werewolf who turned him, while both are still human, is the only way to lift the curse. In season 3, it is revealed that he has succeeded in his task, turning him back into a normal human. And with his new freedom, he works at Suffolk County Hospital as a nurse, and plans on proposing to Nora. He is later attacked by Liam, a full-blooded werewolf and leader of a pack reviving the curse he once got rid of, but now is forever cursed.
Great.
Man, what's even funny is the fact you got the vampire who works at the fucking hospital, too.
Yeah. It's a perfect place for him to work.
Yeah, he works as a nurse.
Never run out of blood.
Yeah. He's old as shit, too. Let's see. Aiden White, whatever the fuck your last name is, bitch, who became a vampire during the Revolutionary War. In the present day, he works as a nurse at Suffolk County Hospital in Boston. He wants to be free of restrictions of the vampire community and works for Mother and Siren in Season 2. On the phone, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, he's a nurse. So, it's funny. You got a vampire who's a nurse and a werewolf who's a nurse, all at the same hospital.
Yeah. Don't you want to go there?
Sure. We'll send Kyla there first. Oh, wait, he's gone. He already left to go there.
Damn it, Kyler. You need to stop leaving.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, the only time I ever really saw this show was, like, first season, maybe like a couple episodes, and I was like, yeah. Didn't really care for it, because it just seemed retarded.
Pretty much most of the shit they play on this channel is pretty retarded.
Yeah, man. Like the fact that like the fact they had a movie called Camel Spider up on there.
Camel Spider? That's some fast ass spiders in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah, and the fucking U.S. military brought them back with them. Well, they didn't realize it until, you know, they were loose in a town. And they're trying to fucking kill the things.
What the hell, man? It's like a new version of arachnophobia.
Yeah, except this time you get the military involved and they're shooting the damn things.
Man, that's worse than the fucking normal spiders, man. These fucking things can run up to like 15 miles an hour and shit, and they're big as fuck.
Yeah, and one bite can kill you.
Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. Fuck them spiders. Fuck any spider.
So, as you say, I will not be going to fucking Afghanistan ever because I ain't running into those damn things.
But is it true that you're never more than 6 feet away from a spider?
Yes.
That's pretty far, though.
Well, I mean, come on, man. There's always spiders in your basement.
And there's spiders everywhere.
Exactly. We recommend these things, which include occasionally sending blah, 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 blah. Okay. Use Express setting. Next, you'll set up your account.
What the hell? Is that the ghost? Ghost zombie?
Yes.
What the hell? She biting the dude. She can't even bite him. What the hell? What kind of zombie is that? I'm nervous. Are you okay? Do you have a bullet hole in your head?
Oh, wait.
Are you okay? Of course, you'll recognize me.
Yeah, she's the ghost.
Well, what the hell is she biting that dude for?
I don't know.
Now I'm about to die, but I'm a ghost. What the fuck?
I'm about to die, and I kind of promised Donna my soul. But that's why I told your friends. I didn't want anything to do with you. You can't just wash your hands of this now. Please, at least tell me where to find her. Look, even if I knew, I would advise you to just stay away.
I would advise you just to stay away.
Creepy-ass door show up? What do you mean, her door? I brought two people back with me from limbo, and when they died, they both got the same door. That's impossible. But from what I understand...
That's impossible. Impossible.
If the same door is here... We need to somewhere in this world. Madonna wants you to go. Well, yeah, that I get. She owns my soul,
but why my friends?
It isn't right. Can I
ignore it? Can I just leave the ghost? No, she'll know you're on. Madonna
wouldn't make a door, even. Can I just leave the ghost? If you go through the door.
So you know a song we haven't heard in a while? Since Dumb and Dumber left us.
Or how do I have any chance against her?
What would that be?
Listen to yourself. You are incredible.
Stuff your stocking song.
That's true. Yeah, it's perfect for Christmas.
We should play that.
Let me get down to it.
What are you doing? shiny, oh, 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 that shiny, honey, oh, 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 that shiny, honey, oh, 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 I want to stuff your stocking, oh, 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 that shiny, honey, oh, 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 so let me stuff your cow, ho, ho, in a bottle of goose, everybody move, everybody get loose. Christmas party rockin', hyper grabbin' the stuff you're stockin'. I got three hoes like Santa do, come to my sleigh with the camera crew. Ooh. I don't care if you're naughty or nice, I'ma cover that body in sugar and spice. Miss Claus, your paw get back in the right lane. You can suck my sugar, I could be your candy cane. You stand my tree, just run with me. I'll be your gift for all to see. When underneath this mistletoe,
right now while the beat is knocking. No, 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 there ain't cock-blocking. No, 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 there ain't no stopping. Oh my God, this is so shocking. Play for crying, it's just so naughty. But you know this is a party. This is fun, I love Bacardi. Christmas Eve and I'm with my girly. But she got a present early. We can grind until the time that Santa comes and brings the time. You can smoke and I will rhyme. Oh my God, look in the sky. It's that Santa, never mind. You're just high, oh, oh my.
And we're back. Thank you, Dumb and Dumber, a.k.a. Chris.
Well, you're forgetting one word.
Oh, yeah. And what the fuck's her name? Spaz.
There you go.
The one who doesn't come around anymore if you don't love her. She's more in tune with her, thing, a.k.a. boyfriend, or husband, whatever the fuck he is.
Yeah, whatever the fuck he is.
Well, but come on, man. Like, I mean, come on. Like, you know, there was a time where, you know, she hated him, and now she loves him again. You know, so we don't know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, he's just that guy she lives with.
Direction lasting more than 4 hours. If you have any sudden decrease or loss in hearing or vision, or if you have should we care that Pamela Anderson cut her hair and, you know, dyed it brunette?
I don't know why we should care. Or why you even know that.
Because I go to Yahoo.com and first thing you see on Yahoo News is, it says right here, Pamela Anderson debuts brunette look. She has, let's see, she fucking dyes her hair brunette and cuts it.
Well, that was like earlier today. Yahoo thought it was important that Lindsay Lohan posted a picture of herself in a bikini on Instagram. So, yeah, Yahoo likes very pointless things.
I noticed this. And how about the fact that someone got arrested because of the fact they stole Paul Walker's Porsche wreckage?
What the fuck?
Ha 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 ha!
They stole a piece of a smashed up car.
Yeah.
How were they even able to get near to even do that?
I have no idea. This is right here. Hours after Paul Walker and his friend Roger Rodas died in a fiery car crash last Saturday, remnants from the charred 2005 Porsche Carrera GT that they were traveling in were stolen.
Wow. Now, how is it that people knew that it was stolen?
Apparently the fucking tow truck driver is the one who was stealing the parts.
Wow. Wow, what a dumbass. That's just ridiculous.
But that's just fucking funny. I mean, come on, man. You're going to be a tow truck. Even though I don't really think he was an actual tow truck driver since he was 18. But, it's possible. Either way, the fact that he stole the roof panel from the car.
What exactly was he going to do with these things?
You see, James Woody, who was 18 years old from some part of California, was arrested for the theft. He posted a photo of the alleged stolen car part, a red T-top roof panel from the Porsche, online the next day, writing, "Piece of Paul Walker's car. Took it off a tow truck at a stoplight."
What an idiot.
He goes, "I got it from my buddy who was driving the car we were in so that he could always pay respect to the guy that got him into cars." Police later recovered the roof panel from a resident in Canyon County. A second suspect, a 25-year-old man, has also been identified. The sheriff's department said that the man was located out of state but was in communication with authorities to surrender himself. What the fuck? So they had two people stealing from shit. But of course, you know, the 18-year-old was actually dumb enough to fucking post a fucking picture of it online.
That's what people do, man.
Oh, I'm gonna steal this cord, a piece of cord, and I'm just gonna take a picture of it.
That's what people do, man. They go and tag some place or something, then they take pictures of it and put it on Facebook, and then they get in trouble for it. Like, yeah, man, look what we did. And then the cops find you.
Man. Well, let's go on a track here. I say scrimps and juice.
Yeah, scrimps and juice, bitch. That's what I want. You got that here? You got any Chinese spare ribs up in this motherfucker? Fuck that. Give me some scrimp and juice. Motherfucker, I'ma get loose up in this bitch right now.
24 with the gold tip, shrimp and juice. All platinum with the gold grip, about to get loose. Triple black windows like,
who that is?
4-4 and the riders in the big body Benz. All my friends is close and my enemies close until they wind up pictures on the Have You See Me post. Got sipping on the beach with hoes feeding me grapes. I had to get up off the hood and do a gate of the state. All the haters need to back the fuck up before I back the truck up and leave your crew all shot and sucked up. In the hood, all the money in the world ain't nothing. That's why they always hate you for something, motherfuckers. By the convoy, we'll be tough again. Black Hummer H2 on a 42 spins. Scrimp and juice bar, resting in the console for the way hatch with the stripper's pole. Lil' shit coming through.
plenty of that nose candy for them hoes that dippin'. Take them bitches down, send them home with lip. And I'll be sippin' on my juice and double dipping my squirt.
You got that juice and drip. Don't ride for you.
Get your money right.
I walk with a pimp limp, I'm no simp, I'm a rider. Even when I walk, I'm riding. In the small of my back is a Glock I'm hiding. When I pull out, motherfuckers' foreheads blow out. I'm one of them thugs, the reason you don't go out. Me and Lil Shane, full clip and cell block. Ride with us, we drop you off shell shock. Juice and shrimp, gangsta fury. Don't worry, weed man coming through in a hurry. In my name, you motherfuckers know my name. You won't forget it when I bury one deep in your brain.
7 days a week, shit the juice eating shrimp. But a gump ain't got shit on me, man, I be parlaying. You would think I stay by the sea because the whole hood smells this sheep. Butter em up, dog. Barbecue, saute, pan fried, whatever. Tall glass of homemade minus juice, bitch, it's on. When we chillin', it's like a lunch break. Cause stuckin' on the top can make a motherfucker hungry.
Got that juice and shrimp, don't lie, boy, you ain't
your. Get your money,
man.
And every Monday is delivered in some suitcases. My shrimp and juice is on swole and keeps on the ride at foe on some dime pea crystal in any luxury. Cell block got the hood unlocked. Slangin' on tight so I can kill a motherfucker running the spot. It's my streets, it's my ground, and that bump is my sound. You can hear my system pound from the other side of town.
Since I was knee-high to a big wheel, I was always determined to roll with a crew of riders keeping it real. I'm that bullet, full clear time burst. Lobster bib, pimping, thugging, riding, mashing, 7 black trucks parked at the Rider Mansion and it don't stop. So go ahead, wipe that cocktail sauce up your chin and count your money, man. The psychopathic riders all up in this bitch and we don't give a shit, go ahead and get your shrimp.
Psychopathic riders and Big Daddy Coconut up in this motherfucker. Keeping it creepy for y'all. Hang tight. Velvet.
And we're back. So, I thought your boy Adam was the call-in.
I guess Ryback ate him.
I guess so. Yeah, that or Adam had just ended up fucking smoking too much of his blue electronic cigarette to the point where he passed the fuck out.
Yeah, I just saw that now.
I don't understand why he put the need to tell us about that since it had nothing to do with the conversation at all.
Adam, man.
I know. I mean, come on. You talk about, well, Ryback being the next Goldberg, quote unquote. And then all the way down to, man, this blue e-cigarette is good. And I should probably shut my window before my room starts to get flooded.
Flooded?
Yeah.
Why would it be flooded?
Because it's raining here.
Well, it's snowing here.
Yeah, so I think it's a does it turn into snow or ice or something like that, like around 2 a.m. here?
Well, it was raining, then it was hailing, and then it was snowing.
All the way?
Really?
Oh, great. The Duchess of Cambridge seems to like switching between 50 fashion buys. She bought a $35 necklace. Nobody gives a fuck.
Apparently you do.
Ugly woman's ugly holiday sweater gets her on TV. The fuck? Why the fuck is Yahoo News sure the need to tell us about stupid shit that we don't give a fuck about?
Kyler, man, what the hell are you trying to say here, man? Why isn't ICP's website not working?
Did he post that up there?
Why isn't ICP's website working is what you're trying to say.
Where he posted that?
It's one of his statuses. Posted 25 minutes ago. Wasn't he here?
Yeah. Depends, but the question is, which website is he talking about? Which website does he want to work?
My guess is InsaneClownPosse.com.
Maybe they're doing some things to it.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Or maybe it got hacked again.
Well, if it's hacked, something be going on with it, but not be completely shut down.
Well, don't forget, there's a... There was a time
look at all these lovely music videos for people that don't even make music. They just play beats. Anyway, what?
Well, I was going to say, cause, you know, don't get the one time where they got hacked and they completely shut everything down, but then brought it back up.
Man, I don't fucking know.
I'm going to like Danny Perp's comment.
What's
her status.
Comment?
Her status is, seriously, shut the fuck up. So I decided to like it.
Well, earlier today it was, if you're 25 plus, delete me.
Yeah, but yet I still have Reddit.
And then after everybody commented on it, well... I'm older than that. Should I delete you? Ha ha ha. And then it turned into only if you're creepy or a creep. So, yeah.
Ah. Well, I mean, you know, if you have to ask, I'm older than that, should I delete you? You might be a retard.
So did you like my flyer that I made?
Hell yeah. It's all about Christmas.
Yeah, see that Christmas-related flyer for interview, it's happening in December.
Hell yeah.
So that's officially set then, December 20th?
Yes, it is. I like how people are just pissing her off, too, because of the fact they kept going. Because someone named April goes, guys or both? She goes, and she's like, oh, my God, look up, damn it.
Yeah.
Well, she can't really call me a creep because I don't really talk to her, so guess what? I ain't deleting your ass. You got to delete me.
You are pretty creepy.
Yeah, I guess. But at least I haven't pissed on the show. I played a trick before pissing.
Wow. It only took you 5 years.
Going on 6.
So do you know any people that have any Christmas songs? I think we should do a Christmas mixtape.
I unfortunately don't know anybody.
Because I posted it up in the like page the other day, and a few people were actually talking about it and shit, but in the end, I've only got one song.
Well, let's see what I can. Let's see what we get going on here. David Foster, really? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Hater.
Apparently, it's actually a song.
Apparently, it just popped in his head. That he turned into a fucking song.
That would be a dope song if somebody made that.
Hell yeah. Oh, you still... Well, if you could have any solo Christmas zombie tracks without, you know... what's his face? Psycho Killer on him. We'll throw him up on there.
The hell are you talking about?
You know those zombies, like those zombie tracks he did for Christmas, like last year with Chris.
He was in one song.
Well, send me one that doesn't have him, and there you go. We have two tracks.
Even a song that he was in was pretty dope. Minus his verse, though.
Exactly. Minus his verse.
Yeah, but the rest of them don't have him in it. Just that one.
Well, send me something with it, and we'll get something together.
Okay, then that would be two songs. Our Christmas mixtapes don't turn out very well. The last one I saw, we only had 10 songs on it.
Yeah, I know.
And on top of that, we would need a name. Hit me with a name. Because we're not calling it Santa for life.
Yeah, definitely not.
I don't even know why that person even said that.
Because they're retarded? Let's see, I gotta think of a name. Like you said, we're not calling it Santa for life.
Because what was the last one called? A Very Bloody Christmas. Even that wasn't all that great of a name. Oh, holy shit, it's Katy Perry and Iggy Azalea. Oh, shit. That'd be a hot porn. Speaking of which, when the hell is she going to put out a fucking CD?
I don't know.
She got signed to that label with T.I. and we're yet to even see a fucking CD put out.
Yeah. Really? That's the best he, that's the best thing that he, this dude can come up with. And, well, it's definitely better than fucking Stand for Life.
What's that?
Stand got hacked. Santa got hacked.
Santa got hacked.
Yep.
How is that even a name? Why would Santa be in the title?
I don't know, but it's definitely better than Santa for Life.
Ryback rules.
Let's see. I guess Emma Cohen got to meet somebody, but
who met somebody?
Emma Cohen. I don't know who the fuck she is.
That was important.
Oh yeah. I love Psycho Holidays.
Psycho Holidays.
Yeah.
What is that for, exactly?
What we call it, I'll write an Xmas mixtape.
Psycho Holidays has a ring to it. What else you got, though?
Writer Xmas.
Not so much. You're one and one.
Well, now we're 3 for 3, possibly.
3 for 3? You only said 2 names?
Yeah, so someone named the Dream Master would be down for doing a Christmas, would be down for putting the track down for it.
Dream Master? Where are these people coming from?
I have no idea.
Is this on your page?
Yeah, apparently he's friends with Looney.
Did you say he's from the movie?
No, he's friends with Looney.
Oh. Is he friends with Dreamcatcher?
Probably. And Jay Sloan? Oh,
I'm
fuck
kidding.
You. Oh.
Wait, what did you just say?
Okay, Jay, something named Jay Slow goes, Merry Xmas, And he says we should put Burlatong, Hobson, KMK, Twisted Lotus, Boondocks, Blaze, and ABK.
Yeah, I'm kind of lost on why we're talking about that.
Apparently he thinks, we should have tracks by them up on our mixtape.
Man, fuck out of here. We're looking for, underground people.
Yeah, and Hobson would never ever touch our mixtapes.
Or anything.
And Hobson would never touch anything of JR. There you go.
All right, so what exactly is your post?
Man, I just copied what you put in the fucking on the like page, and I just posted that.
All right.
I said if we were to put together a Christmas mixtape, what would be a good day for it, and what artists out there would submit a Christmas-related track for it? And apparently,
no,
you just do
no,
things.
No, there you go, right there. Those people probably wouldn't even submit tracks.
Exactly.
Well, I wish Hobson would hit you up so we can decline him.
I mean, come
yeah.
on, motherfucker. Like, why the hell would we want Hobson in the first place? Hobson sucks on one thing. Two, he sucks. Three, he's retarded. Four, he sucks.
Was that just like four options of him sucking?
Yes. Okay, let's try the official Juggalo page on the Facebook group see if we get anybody up in there.
Oh God, asking Juggalos, man, it's bound to get anything.
Yeah, I should probably mention except for Hobson.
Man, specify that you're looking for underground artists, that aren't retarded.
Yeah.
Well, that's asking for a little too much.
There, I changed it to what underground artist out there? and we don't mean Hobson. Cause that dude ain't shit. He ain't underground. He ain't an artist. And what was it? I got added to a group called Live Low and Let Live.
What?
Apparently, I got added to a group called Live Low and Let Live. What the fuck did I get out of this shit?
It's almost as great as that, the G-Spot group.
Yeah, I'm about to leave that group. They don't
what
say
the
shit
fuck?
Except for fucking posting for up. I'm about to fucking
yeah.
group.
Call this number. What the fuck does that number do?
Apparently you get to have phones that the chicks.
like seriously, is that what it is? Like, that's what I think it is.
That's what I think it is, too.
Like, we should call that number right now.
Maybe we should. See what the fuck happens.
Yeah, see who picks up.
Unfortunately, but we're supposed to press one. We have no way of pressing £1 after the voice starts talking.
That's out of the question, then.
You know what? Fuck it. Let's see what the voice has to say.
All right. Oh, I fucking hate this song.
To block this number, call 712-432-4282.
Did you say block this number?
Yes.
Why do we want to block the number?
This call is absolutely free. Welcome to Travis Letters chat line.
And why does it sound retarded?
Travis Letters. It's the 18 years of age to participate with Travis Letters chat line.
I think we just entered hell.
Let's hang up. It's way too sad. It's very simple. Press any number from 0 to 9.
I think we literally just sold our souls.
What's time? You can move up by pressing star 7 or move down by pressing star 6 to the next room.
What the hell is this shit?
If you like, you can just press star 0 to the main menu and start all over again. Dragon's Lair is not responsible to give out your information on chat.
Where the sexy bitch is then?
Don't give out your number to anyone.
Ah.
Once again,
get the fuck off the phone. I don't want to listen to fucking house music. Get off of here. Come on, start talking or something. What the hell?
Black Godzilla.
Godzilla.
That was so fucking retarded.
Seriously, that's all it does?
Yes.
Rip. What the fuck, man? That's a waste of a group and a number.
Hey, let's see. We got someone named Josh Pennington that's down to be on the mixtape. And he gave us a name. He said, what about Wicked Triple Xmas? I told him, and I came back saying, sounds like a Christmas porno.
Yeah, I know, right?
You know what? Maybe we should try a different approach.
I thought that was pretty much clear. simple question. I don't know how we can dumb it down anymore. I know what it is. You didn't say whoop whoop.
That probably is what it is.
I'm just not comprehending it.
Well,
there we go.
New...
We'll call the mixtape Whoop Whoop.
Yes. And a Christmas porn off.
Excuse me?
Christmas porn off.
Christmas porn off?
Yeah, this dude Josh Pennington comes, like I said, sounds like a Christmas porno. He comes back and says LOL with caps and says Christmas porn off. Or you go tell him that.
Porna.
There. Tiffany, whatever the fucking name is, no, we're not like your shit.
Xmas is evil.
There we go. That could be your name for the mixtape. Xmas is evil.
You ain't serious, are you?
Nah. How about a very evil Xmas or something like that?
Man, see, that's why we ended up with the title last year by you. A very bloody Christmas.
There we go. Fucking Hallucinate fucking jumps him with an actual good sounding title for the mixtape. The Fright Before Christmas.
Man, we got the Nightmare Before Halloween mixtape. Can't be calling everything shit like it. I mean, that is pretty good, though, but like, we can't be calling everything out.
Yeah, but come on, what'll be next? The death before 4th of July?
The fuck? Man, we ain't never done nothing in July. Damn.
Yeah, because there's really nothing, you know, there's really not too many fucking tracks for 4th of July, except for our boy that did the Fuck America track.
Yeah, who was that again?
Damien Relic.
That's right, yeah, that guy. Whatever happened to him?
I don't know. I think he died.
He might have. After that trick.
Let's see, Josh Pending came back saying, what about Wicked Axemas?
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah.
Didn't you already say that?
No, he said Wicked Triple Xmas. Which sounds like a porn. For Christmas.
I personally only like the Psycho Holidays one so far.
Yeah, and that one came from me. Holy shit.
Yes, as surprising as that is, came to a shock to myself as well.
Yo, here, we're going to do... If we were to put together a Christmas mixtape, what would be a good name for it? Call 416-716-8054 now with ideas.
People are just going to like that. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah, like Adam. He'll probably like it just for the hell of it.
Adam, quit smoking your blue smoke and call in.
Yeah. Before he finds your number and call you in for you.
Yeah, we'll waste your minutes.
Yes, we would definitely waste your minutes. As long as we ain't got to hear that crappy-ass fucking ringback tone we heard one time before.
So do we have any other Christmas songs on the soundboard?
No.
I got it. You can play the DMX song. Go ahead and play it.
Do we still have that on the soundboard?
I don't know.
Tony Menace. No.
God damn it.
I got him between Donnie Bettis and DJ Coy. Well, and DJ Paul.
Well, fuck.
Let's see what I got on a very bloody Christmas mixtape I can upload to the soundboard. There we go. I can upload Christmas Chaos by you featuring Busta B.
Man, no.
Or Halloween, Winter Wonderland, even though it's going like a minute long. Wait. I think we do have another Christmas track on the soundboard.
Wait, go ahead and play. It's under Twisted. You know, waiting for Christmas gifts. You can go ahead and play that.
Well, I was going to play a different track that we do have on the soundboard.
Then what's that?
A Taliban Christmas.
Season's greetings, live from Afghanistan. I am your ambassador, Anwar. Since the Taliban have been such gracious hosts, I'm going to let you know about some of the presents we'll be bringing them these holidays. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46 fucking up yo town. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down.
down. RCP 46 fucking up yo town. Route clearance, feel it too. Even Haji's feel it, dude. And if you plan them roadside bombs, guess what? We be killing you and your camels too. Fuck up your goats. 556 right up your throat. We a five right, Mr. Mood. Living right up the road. Cigarettes we spark. I'm chilling with my marks. Hit you with one grenade. You in 20 different parts. Then your retarded kids can pick you up hand by hand. I wanna nuke the dog shit out of Afghanistan. The only shame would be killing all that fireweed. This whole country in flames, oh what a sight to see. This place is useless, its people are worthless. Why don't they let us kill every single person? Now I'm talking crazy, Mike's asylum bound. You gave me the targets, I just supplied a round. Tuck in your man dress, we got quite the send off. 50 cal to your dumb, gonna take your fucking head off. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46 fucking up yo town. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46 fucking up yo town. Guns and straps can't fuck with that. Aim at us, we bust them back. You shoot one, we shoot 100, dog. That's a fucking fact. Sometimes we light it up when we ain't seen shit. But if we catch you, you'll be goo and pink mist. That's how my boys like to fight. Turn your village silent night. We got them pro straps. Your guns are mighty might. Dingle bell grenades. Roast the top like walnuts. And if you got a bomb prob, RCP, you call us. Every day we out the wire looking for them ragheads. We tag them, we bag them, we leave them for a maggot. Nah, it ain't too pretty. The work we do is dirty. Rounds of all assorted sizes. Only thing we ever serve and come and try this cowboy. You can catch the bomb, boy. Straight up killing is the only thing we on, boy. Shout out to my Sapa goons, Air One, that's India. MLRCP 46, always handle business. We making a list, we checking it twice. Which camel jockeys get to keep they life? Coming to your mud hut, get the fuck down. RCP 46 fucking up yo town.
And we're back.
So what the hell page are you on talking to people?
Couple.
Huh?
The official Juggalo Facebook, all Juggalo chat.
Is that where you got all these damn answers from?
Yeah.
I thought this was on your page and you have like one comment.
Let's see. Yo, I think it's funny how, you know, when I commented back to Jay Sloan, he goes, oh, my bad, misread. I thought it was a fancy mixtape.
Fancy? You fancy, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to let you handle this one.
What do you mean, let me handle one? I don't handle nothing, nigga.
Well, first of all, we ain't fancy.
Fancy ketchup from McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be down to do it, bro. You failed to mention that.
Yeah. Just for the fact he said bro, he's automatically disqualified. Let's try Juggalo family chat. See if we get anybody up in here. And might as well not say bro.
Bro. Speaking of that, that bromance thing is the most obnoxious thing fucking ever.
Yes. Zima work now that they have Zima Ion.
Oh my God, really? Somebody made this picture? Uh-oh. Guess what day Christmas is on this year?
What day?
Hump day!
Oh, bud. Please don't tell me someone that turned that into a fucking picture.
It is a picture, except it doesn't say hump day on it, though. Shit, man, Kyler knows the two presents he's going to get from his day. Shit, I know all the presents I'm getting. Fuck.
Man, I feel bad for fucking Allie.
Why?
Because the fucking hospital, whatever the fuck she works at, but it keeps fucking over.
Oh, yeah, what now?
Let's see. She goes, not even looking forward to picking up this paycheck. Are they going to cut you another check with what you're owed? Man, with the fact that they keep fucking jipping her in her check. Apparently, Trevor Gimple wants to be a part of the mixtape. Question is, are you even an artist?
Yeah, you must be an artist.
That's what I asked. Are you an artist? Question mark.
Really? You have to say question mark?
Well, I've been like question mark, question mark, question mark. Because if
you're asking a question, clearly there's going to be a question mark, but do you really have to say question mark?
Yeah. I got bored with that one. Tony Hood goes, I turn 18 tomorrow. We don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's no longer an achievement.
Trevor Gimple goes, not recognized yet, sadly, but I could write something. And Seth Wade, what the fuck are you doing, moron? We're not going to put something by Twisted up on there.
Come on, man. Is it really that hard to understand what we're asking?
Is that supposed to give us a title or a track for the mixtape?
Excuse me.
There's a new fucking comment saying, putting a fucking link for a very twisted Christmas. And he goes, that might help you. Well, first of all, is that giving us a title or a track? Because we can't do Twisted since we ain't got permission from them.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if Ice-T has any Christmas music. We'll find out.
Good question.
If he does... Seth, you're an idiot. I see the link and video. But these people are so stupid. Dude goes, Nick Burdick goes, titled Deck Your Balls, Artist, Psychopathic Writers. Underground, man, writers ain't been underground in forever. And plus, again, we ain't got permission for their shit.
What are you talking about? They don't even have permission for their shit.
Nathan Frago Jr. gives us an idea for a mixtape. Title goes, it's Underground Goes Christmas.
Clearly. I would have never got that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but no. Thank you for pointing out the obvious, though. Oh
my god. But I posted this shit up in the Juggalo family chat. I'm getting all the fucking morons.
Here you go. Here's a title for you. A Wicked Wonderland.
That actually sounds good. We got you go with that.
Why did I just like this page or something? What the hell is that? That's not the name of another mixtape or nothing, is it?
I hope not.
Google that title.
You said A Wicked Wonderland?
Holy shit, Evan Bourne's completely red. Like, what the fuck?
He's completely dead? Yes, we know.
No, red.
Wicked Wonderland is an album title.
Oh yeah, by who?
Lita Ford.
Are you serious? What the fuck?
Yes.
Okay, then.
Wicked Wonderland. Oh. Yeah, Wicked Wonderland is used. Let's see. Let's find out about Wicked Winterland.
Winterland?
Yes. Apparently we're supposed to get Man, this makes absolutely no sense. Seth Blaze goes, I'm not sure about the album, but really it was just to give you ideas, maybe an approved remix. Get some recognition by it. Yeah, do you really see Twisted giving us permission to use their music? I mean, it's not like Ice-T, where we have permission from Ice-T to use whatever music we want by him. But yeah, I can't find a single Christmas music by him.
Yeah.
Hmm. these juggalos up in these groups aren't being much help.
All they want to do is put juggalos. All they want to do is put juggalos on their.
I know. Like, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, yeah, put Twisted and ICP on there, man.
Yeah, because that's still going to work. Like,
So Psycho Holidays it is?
I guess so.
Since we're yet to even get another title.
Everyone, that's actually good. Guys, people got home and give us stupid shit. You know, like the fucking Christmas porno name.
Well, that'd be great if we were making a porno.
Yeah, using Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus and maybe a couple of the elves.
What the fuck? It's like an orgy. Like, what the hell?
Oh, I'd see if we could throw in the reindeers, but I think Chris already took
okay.
That.
Yeah, that's what Chris likes to do.
Yeah, steal the reindeer.
He loves him some animals.
Yep.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised if that motherfucker dresses his dogs up as reindeer and go and tries to fucking fly with them.
That's a little strange that you would even say that.
Well, it's Chris, so can't really be too surprised about that one.
Or why you would even be thinking about that.
So let's see if anybody else, you know, gives us any ideas. Okay, back up. Let's see. I saw something about Christmas here with iced tea, but I don't know if it's track or what.
There you go. How JRR stole Christmas.
Yeah, we can go with that one. That actually sounds good.
Stealing on the Grinch.
Oh, well.
I still like Psycho Holidays, though. What the hell is that noise? They really got them fucking salt trucks out there already? They never have salt trucks out there yet.
Damn it, Ice-T, why can't you have Christmas music?
Because he's a gangster, nigga.
Well, come up with a gangster Christmas music.
What the hell would that sound like?
I have no idea.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it would have been easier if, you know, Ice-T was featured on fucking Christmas in the Hood. Because then we could use it.
I guess.
Let's see here. Nope. Oh, fuck. 13 Reasons A Christmas Shoe is the best Christmas song ever. The fuck is the Christmas shoes, motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
All right, so here we go. If shoes and death don't get you in the holiday spirit, nothing will. Oh, fuck.
Alright. I don't know why shoes would.
I don't know. And of course, Trevor decided to send me a track, which I... What the fuck? Motherfucker. Man, we're not looking for, we're not looking for shit that you're not looking for. You're not looking for you to type battling, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Trevor couldn't give a fucking, sent me a fucking freestyle.
Yes.
And it's just him typing. What the fuck?
That has nothing to do with this. You're an idiot.
Let's see. Yo, what's up, Havoc? Been a long time since I spoke to you. You may or may not remember me. It's Carcass. I used to tune into your show. You've heard some of my shit before. Just dropping.
Well, where the fuck you at now, nigga?
Yeah, that I got a local here in my area, which whom I found who has some mad potential. I'll send him your way. He's got raps for days, and would like to know if you could help him get heard. Oh, unfortunately, I can't fucking message you back.
Well, how are we gonna get him heard? We can't even get ourselves heard.
Yeah, right. We can't. I mean, come on. If we can't even get a simple fucking title for a fucking Christmas mixtape, and we can't get a single drug load in these groups to actually help us.
Yeah, these bastards. Every day of the week, they're artists. But when you're looking for artists, they're no longer artists.
Exactly.
Any other days, hey, yo, come check me out. Who wants to battle in the comment section?
Who wants to send me a freestyle in my messages?
Who wants to make me read your rap?
Boy, people are retarded. But I think I do remember Carcass somewhat.
Well, Adam.
If I could, I would.
Adam, on your other profile.
What other profile?
Don't you got two profiles?
I have my personal page, but I don't have access to that anymore. I don't remember the password.
You idiot. Well, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Unless he adds you.
Let's see what's over here. Raven
Simone.
No. That didn't work out. Carcass. That didn't work either.
Why are you looking up a raven carcass?
No clue. All right, there we go. I finally found a nigga.
Found a nigga. It's about time, nigga.
Let's see if I could. Ah, yeah. Now I remember this dude, Carcass. Like he worked for fucking Deuce Diablo. Now I remember him.
Oh yeah, that guy hates me, I think. Yeah, I think those are the people that didn't like me because I said some shit I didn't like or whatever to them. Yeah, I remember that Deuce Diablo bird.
That's funny how I'm just now noticing this fucking that I just now noticed that message. It's from October 1st.
Damn.
Well, consider
damn,
that going
nigga.
Well, let's see. I don't really check the, I check my inbox, but I don't check the other box that often.
I'm just saying, damn, that was a long time ago. I'm sure he's not going to be expecting a message back.
Yeah, probably not. And apparently he's supposed to be making a comeback. Although this is
a comeback.
Oh, yeah.
When did he ever even do it?
Apparently he posted breaking news. Is Carcass making a comeback? Well, Carcass is making a comeback. Posted on April 22nd.
I see.
Yeah, it works out so well, doesn't it?
No.
Deuce Diablo. Can't spell Deuce right. But what the fuck? I blame Deuce for not having. Okay, so let's see. It's Deus Diablo. Yeah, that worked out perfectly. Not him. This is dude. The works at Bath and Body Works.
That could be him.
I don't think it's him.
Deuce Diablo and Bath and Body Works.
Come on. Why the fuck can't I? I'm gonna go back to what I said before. Why can't I still have a fucking simple Christmas music?
Eating Zanny bars and popping parks.
Oh, that's not it. That's not it. Damn a nice tea.
Damn a nice tea.
Let's see what we can find out with body count. Nothing.
bet you find a carcass with body count.
Man, it'd be nice if you guys could find some shit by though. I mean, like, come on. We've got permission to use any track by mail we want, but we can't find a single Christmas music.
Well, maybe he doesn't have any.
Let's try Ice-T holiday music. Nope.
Ice-T with drinking 40s and slapping bitches.
All I'm finding is,
I mean, slapping hoes.
Let's see, all I found so far was, Bill. Ice-T says, rap music got Obama elected president. Ice-T, Pitchfork. God damn it. Ice-T, I hate you. You don't have any Christmas music. I mean, come on, but I'd be like, at least have like something like Frosty the Snowman under something like that in the ghetto.
Frosty Snowman in the ghetto?
Man, let's try Iceberg. Iceberg might have something. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Well, I figured if I tried Ice-T's other name, that might help.
He used to call himself Iceberg.
Ice-T, Iceberg, or, you know, or a couple of names that he does go by. But that was mainly for his mixtape that he did. It was like the Art of or the Anti mixtape or something like that.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, here we go. That's one. I think I want the other one, though. This is the same one, okay. Free download. Download! Act of War anti-mixtape from Ice-T's label, Final Level. And up on this mixtape, he's known as Iceberg. Yeah, I think he'd have, you know, you think with the name Ice-T, you know, he'd have the name, or like have at least one Christmas track.
Why does that make you think of Christmas songs?
Or, you know, or at least a track about Ice-T.
that's what I would think of.
But the reason I think Christmas song is because it has the word ice in it. And ice usually goes with winter.
Standing on the corner, thirsty as hell. I need something to drink. What could it be? I'm staring at the refrigerator. I need an iced tea.
As snow falls down on some, I don't know.
And snow falls down on, I don't know. That's the best rap I've ever heard.
Extract to desktop. And I don't know, maybe this will end up on this mixtape here. That be like a Christmas related music.
Doubt it.
I doubt it too, but hey, right now it's anything worth a try. Yeah, no. I mean, they have something about a fucking blizzard or something.
Blizzard.
Or we can go with a very wicked Axmas mixtape.
No.
Fine, we'll just go with Cycle Holidays.
Sounds a whole lot better.
Now we just need music. And not type of music.
Yeah, you can't put that on a track.
Hell no.
Let me copy and paste this on here. Why the fuck isn't it working?
Oh, we have the title of the mixtape. Back for holidays. Now we just need music. Simple
as
that.
That's always the hard part.
Yeah, no, right?
All these fucking artists that you know, but you can't ever find any fucking songs.
Ain't that the truth?
What about Echo Endless? You got any Christmas songs?
I could ask.
Well, have you ever seen or heard anything Christmassy?
Not really. Yeah, I've been approved to a new intern of the group.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll ask Hallucinate if he's got any Christmas music.
There you go. What about them straight jacket people, man? They got any Christmas music?
I can ask when they get on again. Their fucking names. half, I know. Inbox and see if I can find the dude. Wouldn't he paint and have any Christmas music?
It's not that I know of.
Well, we're screwed. I wonder if Vect has any Christmas music to find out. Probably not. Awake right now, but fuck it, I'll see if he is. Let's see if Charles, he does anything for Christmas. Past the full guy right now.
Oh, exciting.
Let's see. And Miss Looney just got offline. Bastard. Let's see if her man has any Christmas music. I'll ask for getting baby Kaloon.
Yeah, right. Her dude ain't gonna have no Christmas music.
Oh, it's worth an ask.
I guess so. Even though we don't have very many things by that dude.
I've got a couple traps on my laptop here. Well, whenever she decides to respond.
Yeah.
Well, I could always ask Whiteout if he's got any tracks for Christmas.
Man, I don't even know who the hell that is.
He's a part of Lethal Records with Fury, the Lentil.
Oh God. Well, see, Lentil, man, he ain't that bad though.
Oh, he just logged off.
Yeah, let's try to stay away from people that are involved with Fury, because then Fury might show up.
Well, damn, plus Whiteout still, upset about Herschel's death on The Walking Dead.
He'll get over it.
Because 3 hours ago, he posted up saying, "I'm still unnecessarily upset about Herschel's death on The Walking Dead."
Who would have thought a fake death would sadden people that much?
Yeah, I know, right? Why is it so hard for people to have fucking Christmas music nowadays?
Or any kind of music.
That too. I'm just gonna type in a search, underground Christmas music.
No,
see what the hell comes up. Well, I found a group called Christmas Underground.
Of course you did.
Let's see what the fuck they have here. Singles. Are you any good? Let's see. Hey, let me hit. Fucking Looney responds saying, "LOL, no." So I go, "LOL, well, why not?"
Yeah, what the fuck?
The fuck? This is... Well, here we go. This is just one of four releases from the Snowflake Singles Club. An excellent new project that I hope we hear more of next year.
Okay.
scared. Play, nigga.
It's a good song.
Yeah. You lose some more of it. Yeah, fuck you. No.
Jeez. Bah, humbug.
How about Christmas Aguilera?
Aguilera.
No, not Christina Aguilera. Christmas Aguilera. Yeah, I don't fuck you. Go back to being in the UK, bitches.
Damn, man.
All of crappy music. What the fuck is that with you? No, shut up. Fuck off.
He's so angry.
Yeah, because I was hoping. You know, this would have to be good, but no. It's horrible. Okay, let's see. The Green Apple Sea. Yeah, fuck off. No. Fuck you.
I take it you don't like these people.
No.
Well, why do we keep playing their songs?
Because there's like different fucking bands on that shit, and none of them sound good. Let's just try Christmas. Hey, look, Christmas is an actual band too.
Well, that's fucking stupid.
This I like. I just hope it's in English.
Thank you.
Okay, now that's good. There we go. Now we have another song. Don't know who the fuck they are, but we're going to take the track anyway.
Who the fuck is it?
The band called Christmas.
Wow. Well, here's Christmas with Christmas.
Christmas time.
We found them on Google.
What the fuck? Die Raven Nevermore. I'm sorry, but we already came up with the title for the mixtape.
What did they say?
Wicked Axemith mixtape.
God damn it. It's like the third time somebody said that.
I know. They're stuck on repeat.
Stuck on repeat.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Baby Kaloon.
Why, she get naked?
Man, I wish. But no, because she was trying to say no, but I think he in the middle of making one. Why, what's up? I told her we're putting together a Christmas mixtape and we're looking for artists. And tracks.
We're looking for Christmas.
Man, how do you sound, Christmas? Of course you do.
Yeah.
No, Die Raven Nevermore. The one that, you know, gave me a fucking name for the mixtape goes, and, you know, I was sitting there and I told her, we already picked out a name, just need artists, and then she goes, I rap.
Yeah, she raps Christmas presents.
Man, I bet you she can't even do that. But Baby Caitlin's going to let her man know about the mixtape because she said, I know he'll be interested, so I'll let him know.
Alrighty then. You do that, Baby K. Baby Cakes.
Baby Cakes, really?
Yes. Really.
So we got your track, we got that one track that a dude sent you, we got the band Christmas with Christmas Time.
Christmas.
Time.
Christmas.
Time.
No, motherfucker. Anyway.
What's the deadline?
Make this any more difficult than it already is.
The because Baby Kaboon said he said yes. When he is done, he'll send it your way. What's the, and then she wants to know what the deadline is.
What the hell's today?
Today is the 7th.
Tomorrow. the 20th.
There, I said the 20th.
You got plenty of time to make a song.
Yep.
If you don't, we'll throw you in the wood chipper.
I Raven Nevermore Ellington. I asked if she has any tracks recorded. She's working on her demo.
Well, damn it. Damn it, Eminem, get your demo done.
Okay, she goes, okay, it'll be done by then and sent. Thank you for the opportunity, Havoc. You're welcome. Now we just need to get more artists.
Opportunity.
Yes.
I guess she's expecting a lot from this.
Well, let me see if Justin's awake.
Who the fuck is Justin?
Ask it.
Who?
Ask it.
Gasket.
Yes, casket.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the dude from Straight Jacket.
Oh.
I'm sure we're gonna get a response in the morning. And
like,
I Raven Nevermore, you are disqualified for being ugly.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yes, for being ugly.
Damn, man. That's not very nice at all.
Yo, I'm gonna be like, Randall Cloud, do you have any Christmas tracks? But with you actually on the track.
I can make one 7 years from now. It's Christmas time. Randall Cloud! Deck the halls with Lando Club.
Rudolph Lando Cloud. The red-nosed reindeer. Frosty the Lando Cloud. Jingle Lando Cloud.
And a Lando Cloud and a partridge. Bear tree, whatever the fuck. On the second day of Christmas. Lando
Cloud. Well, you know, it's a good thing I'm asking Lando because, you know, it doesn't doesn't need to make any sense.
Feel like I have Tourette's.
Yeah, you do. The Rainbow Cloud version.
Was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Land of
clouds. Shut the fuck up.
That's really how it would be.
What if Tech 9 we need him to tell Lando Clutter, shut the fuck up.
He's too busy making low budget music videos.
Well, yeah.
Man, he probably has a lot of money, man. What the fuck is he making low budget music videos for all the time?
Fuck him out, though.
Whereas, like, people make, like, a good song, and then they have a real shitty video.
Well, as I said, man, it's a good thing I'm asking Lando. It's a good thing I sent him Lando because it doesn't make sense because Lando Cloud. I just go, Lando, do you any Christmas food trucks? And the deadline is 20th.
Yeah, you got to decipher that. If he can figure it out, he could be on it.
Oh, man, since he doesn't smoke weed anymore, I'm pretty sure he'll be able to decipher it sooner or later.
Dashing through the snow.
Lando Cloud!
You came in a little earlier, Lando.
There you go, man. You can just, like, you can bash, like, a different, like several Christmas tracks and just put like a little cloud name in it. And that.
Yeah, it could be like a Saturday night club mix from Christmas music.
And that will be Lando Cloud's submission for the mixtape.
May as well be. Or he'll just send us a song without him in it.
Well, he did that once already.
Yeah. Still waiting for him to show up on that track.
And damn it, Ms. Looney, the fuck's the matter with you?
Yeah, what's the matter with you? You gonna decorate your Christmas tree?
Well, no, because of the fact, you know, I asked her, well, why not? First time, she read it and then logged off. Came back on saying, LOL, I don't know.
Ask her if she's gonna decorate her Christmas tree.
Are you gonna decorate a Christmas tree?
She signs off.
Well, she signed off after I asked her, do you know any artists who have Christmas tracks? And she had to come back and say, I have to think about that. I go, sounds good. She logs off.
Damn people.
Sound like Lando Cloud. I asked him, like I said, Lando, do you any Christmas tracks? Tell her the 20th. He read it, and then he went mobile.
Wow, what an asshole.
Yeah. Where's the little snow we need him?
Where's what?
Little snow.
Oh, yeah, little snow. I hate to have to kill you.
Yeah, there we go. That would be perfect for a Christmas track.
It's really one of the only songs I really know by him.
Man, I don't think he has any fucking Christmas music.
Man, where the hell is he even at? Is he in jail?
Probably.
Like, what the fuck? Haven't heard from that dude in a long ass time.
But yeah, but it makes you wonder if he has any Christmas music coming. His name is Lil Snow.
Yeah, you would think.
Well, if I can find him on Reverb and I can find a Christmas track by him, I'll take it.
Well, he's definitely on Reverb. I don't think he got any Christmas songs.
Probably not.
I mean, if he does, I think the only track that he'd probably have would be Dashing Through the Snow.
Why do you say that?
Because it's a song about him.
I guess.
Yeah, come on, man. Little snow, dashing through the snow.
Well, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open Lando Clow.
Yeah, then the next thing you hear is fucking Lil Snow fucking shooting him.
I hate to have to kill you, Lando Clow.
Hate to have to kill you.
Slow your roll, man.
Let's see. Cut Myself. No, that's not a good Christmas track. Have to Kill You Now. Kicking and Screaming. Nah. Lil Snow Confronts Wicked Promo. Rio. Wow. He actually put that up on his fucking Reverb.
Boy.
Lil Snow Confronts Wicked Promo Radio.
Well, he got that one up there when he called in here, too, talking to Echo Endless.
So this is your boy, Lil Snow. Confronts Wicked Promo Radio, WD. On live on the air about trying to charge me for radio play.
wherever you're at, little snow, you should come back.
Yeah, come back, little snow. What was his name again? Nick or some of that?
Yeah.
Nick, little snow.
Brown, I think. You should tell Adam to do a Christmas song.
Fuck no.
Damn, man. Hating on Adam.
That's just Adam. He don't care.
I'm sure he does care.
Ben, I'm gonna laugh. You know, when this chick gets fucking when Psychopathic comes after this chick.
Why?
Because, well, I mean, come on, man. They got on fucking SPH because of the fact, you know, SPH was using the Hatchet Man and their shit. And then
they still are.
Exactly. But, and then, of course, you got, you know, Autumn, who's making fucking lighters for $350 a piece or $20 for a pack. Plus $5 for shipping.
Ain't that the same girl you were talking about some other time?
Yeah. But what's even funny is the fact it's $350 a piece and then $20 for a pack.
Dude, that's more expensive than the lighters that they used to sell on Hatchet Gear.
Exactly, man.
And that's sad.
Yeah, but it's also like the fact that, you know, she's making lighters with the Hatchet Man and Joker's cards, and that's Psychopathic's thing.
Man, son of a bitch, we need to start selling some shit with some Hatchet Man on it too, saying whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Danny Purps goes, I'm so fucking bored. Why is Facebook dead? Because it's Facebook.
Nobody cares, man. You post so many fucking statuses, and people try to talk to you, and you don't even fucking talk. You're boring as shit.
Yeah, I believe it.
I tried to hold a conversation with that girl, but it was boring as fuck. Just like Vanessa.
Yep. The angry vagina. Or angry pussy. What the hell was her phone on?
Yeah, she said she'd call in. She never called in.
Nope.
And that was days ago.
And she probably doesn't even have a number.
And then Adam said he's going to call in again today. Nope.
But I must say, it feels so good having my fucking laptop back.
Oh, yeah? Do you feel pretty?
I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Well, this shit's over.
Yep. I'm going to open this laptop and get some more shit downloaded. We'll be back tomorrow.
And we're out like a wrecking ball. Peace.
Peace.